Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Myjai Sanders, the defensive end from Cincinnati Bearcats, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, Jeremiah? Talking Myjai Sanders today. It's going to be a good show. A very talented Bearcat. He said, you know what? College has been great and all, but it's time to move on to the NFL. My draft stock is probably as high as ever. Let's see where I can go in the NFL. So I'm ready to talk about this young man. He's exciting.
Absolutely. And for all our Cincinnati fans out there, what do you think about number 21? Where do you think that he'll get drafted? What round? And what gets you excited about not only the Bearcats, but Myjai Sanders, specifically the defensive end? We know you've been tracking his progress and your team's progress, and you want to see where everybody lands in the draft. So without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, Myjai Sanders, where do we see this man landing, and what do we think he's going to do, and what do we have to look forward to?
Myjai Sanders, the defensive lineman, coming in at 6'5", 255, good size on the young man out of Cincinnati, by way of Jacksonville, Florida. And if we know anything about football, Jeremiah, and of course, with our guy Bobby Butler, we know that Florida has a lot of athletes, a lot of football players, because like our guy Mr. Butler says, they don't play any other sports, they play football year-round. And that's what Myjai Sanders does, man, coming out of Camden County High School. And what a career that he has had for the Bearcats. Coming up, before he got there, though, coming out of high school, he was a three-star prospect, a top 75 defensive end in the 2018 class. And so, man, he was a pretty high-regarded player. So then we go into 2018, right? He was only one of a few freshmen to get on the field that first year. And, I mean, he had a couple of stats, like I said, seven tackles. I mean, that's pretty much it, seven total tackles. But, I mean, hey, you got to play as a freshman. That's pretty rare nowadays. Then we go 2019, his sophomore year. He's able to get the field a little bit more. Started for 14 games at defensive end, and he was emerging as one of the top edge rushers in the AAC. He had a total of 40 tackles on the year with four sacks, one forced fumble, and with that forced fumble, he also got the fumble recovery as well. He also had two passes defended. So you can see 2019, all right, this guy's got a little bit of potential in him. I like to see what he can do. 2020, one of the anchors on that front seven in the defensive line. He was an absolute star. I get that, you know, the stats might be a little bit lower because there was a shortened season. Let's not forget, he did have 31 tackles, but he had seven sacks in 2020, which is a career high for him, and also had five passes defended. But also in 2020, he's able to get first team all AAC honors, a semifinalist for the Bednarik Award. And he was just going all through it, man. He was really helping out Cincinnati, who had a very good team in 2020. But then 2021 was when they really broke out. We all know what they did. They were a Final Four team in college football. Unfortunately, they go up against Alabama, right? The real David versus Goliath type of battle. Unfortunately, they lost that one. But they can say that they were the first was non-Power 5 school or team to make it into that Final Four, which they've been doing since, I believe, 2013-14. So, I mean, hey, much credit to Cincinnati for how they've been playing, man. But in 2021, like I said, another first-team All-AAC honor, two in a row, went to the Senior Bowl, did good there. And this past year, his stats, 41 total tackles, 2.5 sacks. He got a fumble recovery and a career-high 6 passes defended. So I know the sacks went down, but you know why? That's because he was getting double-teamed even more. They saw what he did in 2020, and they said, hey, we need to really stop this guy. And they ended up stopping him, at least in terms of sacks, but he still put up a heck of amount of numbers, looking really good at Cincinnati. So let's talk more about the strengths and weaknesses of Myjai Sanders. Some strengths, like I said, he is a very solid player, and he's got a really good first step with good explosion off the line. He can consistently beat bigger offensive linemen who struggle with that speed rush ability. He's a really good pass rusher. Like I said, he gets to the quarterback, had 7 sacks in 2020. He's got good hand speed, and he can really get it going. He has a nice bag of tricks. He's not just a one-trick pony when it comes to getting past the offensive lineman. He's aggressive. He's got good awareness. He can track the ball. He's got good inside leverage. He offers some good versatility as well in terms of where what stance he's going to be in, whether it's a two-point or a three-point stance. And he is overall a very solid prospect, I feel, especially in terms of pass rushing. Because like I mentioned, it's not just sacks he gets. He also gets a good amount of passes defended, which you don't see very often out of defensive ends. You know, you see him a few times per game, maybe try and jump up and get the ball. But, I mean, he's got a good amount of them, and I think that'll translate very well at the next level.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
But some things he can improve on, as you see. He doesn't have a very good stand-up. He doesn't stand up very well against the run. He does need to work on that, I feel. But I think the way the NFL is nowadays, Jeremiah, that's not a huge knock on a lot of prospects that don't have the best running game, because there's only a handful of elite running backs in the game nowadays, and it's definitely more of a pass-heavy league. So I think that is just a minor weakness of his as opposed to a major. He's not a strong tackler. He can be pushed aside. He's not the biggest guy in the world like you can see on the screen. He's got some good mass to him, but he's not the most buffest. He's not going to get the most, you know, the biggest strength. He sometimes can take some plays off, which you don't like to see. You know, you can sometimes see him on camera. He looks good in certain plays. Other times, usually once he gets double-teamed, that's pretty much a wrap for him. He isn't going to do a whole lot. So I feel like once he kind of gets that double-teamed is when he just kind of gives up on the play, which you don't really like to see. But his footwork, like I said, it's kind of mediocre. It's not the best. It's not the worst. It's just kind of in the middle. He has to work on that the next level, and just in terms of getting leverage, getting around guys, getting through them, and so on and so forth. And then finally, like I said, his combine numbers weren't the best. Like I said, he was invited. They weren't solid. Ran a 4.640, which isn't the best. His vertical wasn't that big either, only 33. And he was listed at 228 pounds as opposed to the 255 that is, you know, on a lot of his on Cincinnati's website, on ESPN, wherever we're getting all this information from. So, I mean, he really slimmed down. And that could, A, be a good thing in terms of he's trying to get his speed up. But, I mean, you're going up against some big offensive linemen in the NFL. So, I mean, only coming in there barely 230 pounds, that is, you know, pretty light. So, hopefully, like I said, the combine was a little bit ago. Maybe he was told, hey, you got to bolt back up. Maybe he was just cutting during the offseason. You never know. And, you know, now he can go out and enjoy some more food in his life and have a good time with the draft coming up soon. But final thoughts on Myjai Sanders, a solid pass rusher in the NFL. You just got to hope that he can give it his all each and every play. Like I said, the stats show that he is a force to be reckoned with, was a good player at Cincinnati on the defensive end position. And I think you can get this guy maybe fourth round and lower, and someone who you can work with, someone who has something to prove at the next level. And if you work with him, whether it's in practice, put him on the practice squad, put him in special teams, whatever it might be, I think that in a couple of seasons, you could really see the grind of Myjai Sanders pay off, and he could be a really good pass threat in terms of trying to get to the quarterback and also swatting some balls out of the air in the next couple of seasons. So I like Myjai Sanders. Can't wait to see where he goes come April.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And all of our great viewers watching right now, tell us, what do you think? Do you think Myjai Sanders will get drafted? When do you think he'll get drafted? And who do you think he might get drafted to? What teams would really benefit from his playing skills at this time? And all of our Cincinnati fans, we're just so happy to have you here with us on 100 Yards of Football, during our live shows, during our podcast, and during all of our amazing shows every single week during the season. So if you're watching us live, thank you again. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you yet again. Our podcast comes to you every single week, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, including over on Spotify, on Amazon, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including our sponsor, the Believe Podcast Network. So we love to bring you these amazing episodes, including evergreen episodes, which you can listen to anytime that you want, in the morning, when you're on your way to work, while you're at your office, if you work from home, on your way home, or if you're a delivery driver or person who stays in their car all day long. You'll have a great company with you that has incredible information about the football world every single week. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NFL draft prospect of Myjai Sanders, the defensive end from Cincinnati. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.